Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, chilly, our low dropping to around 33. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible at a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Let's get it going. Hour two of the Sunrise. Hope you all are having a good one out there. Your host, James, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in country music. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun over this hour. We'll get some country music news for you. We'll get into in a second. Great music on the way. We're going to hear from Mary Sheep and Carpenter, Jelly Roll, Carrie Underwood, Dierks Bentley. Sounds like a great concert.
Yeah. If we could just get them all together in the same spot.
Just get them there.
Great.
Just yeah. Get them there. All that coming up for you and plenty more. But Seth, I want to begin with our final day of Halloween week and our final day of our spookiest country songs.
Yes, this is it. The final day of voting, everyone. As we said yesterday, the final round was a two-day affair. And it looks like right now we've got Garth Brooks with the lead, everyone. So head on over to WIRI.FM. And if you want to strengthen Mr. Brooks' position, you can do that. Or if you're like, no way, I want Johnny Cash, then you need to go and vote for him with Ghost Riders in the Sky.
I respect Garth Brooks so much.
Yeah.
And I would love to see him in concert. I think he's one of those just constant performers. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to like country music to enjoy a Garth Brooks show.
Absolutely.
Or song or something. I think I might be the only one that voted for Johnny Cash. I voted for Johnny. I thought it was a shoo-in, actually. But yeah, this is a great contest.
No, I think there's more people out there. You Cash lovers out there, vote. Go to WIRI.FM right now and vote for Johnny Cash if you are a fan of his, especially of that song, too.
Have some fun with that one, everybody. Be sure to get your vote in. Be paying attention to tomorrow's shows.
Yep.
We'll be talking about
we'll
it tomorrow and everything. And I wanted to mention as well, we've got this really cool feature on our website that I would have taken advantage of so much when I was younger. A song suggestion link.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
You can type in a song and suggest mm-hmm. a song to us and everything. That's not only a great place to get requests to us, but if you've got what you think is a good spooky song, country song, something like that.
We've gotten some really great requests on there of songs that we didn't necessarily have in our, playlist and kind mm-hmm. of thing, which is great because then we know what to add to our playlist, which is really cool. So keep that in mind as well.
We want to play the music you want to hear.
That's right.
Every country music fan has that one artist that they swear the world is just they haven't woken up to yet.
Right.
Like this person, and I think one of the coolest things about music mm-hmm. is those bands or those artists that we like mm-hmm. that not everybody does. But then when you meet somebody you get it. You like this band. You
That's
like
right.
this too.
Yes.
There's a lot of bands like that in country.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the rise of the last 10 years of country music, and you're getting a lot more artists signed.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot more out there than you probably even have heard about, right? I mean, that's one of the great things about being able to check out streaming music these days. You can discover really cool artists.
Back in the day, if you wanted to get discovered as a country artist, you went to Memphis, you went to Nashville,
yep,
you made a tape
sure.
or a CD, and you went to producers, you went to
yep.
people, you had it in your car waiting to just get it to anybody.
You played 100 gigs, and hopefully that person would be there to see you, right?
Yep. That stuff still exists, but just mm-hmm. as much now, you've got artists just sitting down, getting on TikTok, and getting discovered.
That's right.
Like it just is so much. There's so many more opportunities to get discovered mm-hmm. and get signed nowadays. So there's going to be even more of these artists, which I think is kind of cool.
It's very cool.
More the merrier.
With lots of great music out there.
Whiskey Riff asked fans which country artist deserves way more credit. So who are the underrated artists in country music?
Yes.
It's a fun, interesting list.
Really cool. Yeah.
And I want to hear from the audience. I want to hear from you guys out there. Who do you think? I've got a one that I will throw out there, although I don't know that it'll, as I'm thinking about, I was going to say the Red, because they're not on here, the Red Clay Strays, but they're getting more and more popular every
day.
They
are getting very popular.
That, that's not really, they're not hidden
anymore.
But no,
but that's not necessarily something in the mainstream either. So, I mean, that's not a bad choice at all. There's underappreciated.
A little bit underappreciated for now. For now. Maybe a month from now, maybe it'll be different. Yep. They'll be headlining everything. Jake Worthington is on the list. Ashley McBride. I love Ashley McBride.
Right.
I really like her.
I'm kind of surprised that, you know, because I thought she was a little bit bigger than that, but maybe she's not where I thought she was.
She's kind of one of those, like, when I've talked to McBride fans, they're big fans. Mm. They really like her. But
that's
I haven't,
cool.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Yep.
Jamie Johnson is on this list.
Yep.
Muscane Bloodline.
Which is a great name, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That's a name you get and you have to do something with it.
Yes.
I don't care what you do. You could cure a disease. You could become a country
Comes
star.
To your mind, you know.
Whatever it is. But you got to do something with that name. Charles Wesley Godwin. Sierra Farrell.
I'm familiar with Sierra Farrell. Some of her work. I like her work a lot.
I was looking at her up this morning. Yeah,
yeah,
she's got a great
good.
Voice.
Yep.
Cody Acuff. If I'm saying that right.
It's either a cuff or a cuff. One of the two.
I've heard it both ways.
I know.
But he's good, though. He's another good one.
If he's related to the famous a cuff, then he would be a cuff, not a cuff. Yeah.
Cross Canadian Ragweed, another good one. Great man.
That's a great name, too.
Randall King and Shane Smith and the Saints.
Fantastic.
Yeah. There's
some
great,
of these great names out there, too. So, yeah.
If you want to see the entire list, you can go to whiskeyriff.com. Check that out, everybody. And, of course, again, let us know who your, you know, underground artists are, your favorite, your unspoken heroes of country music. Seth, before we get to our next topic, I did want to tell you that today is National Candy Corn Day. I had to share
Finally.
That with you. Yes, your day is here.
Finally. Putting up with all this stuff about candy corn.
All
people.
This propaganda against candy corn.
I'm telling you.
It's horrible.
I swear to God, when we were younger, when we were kids, it was like, who doesn't like candy corn? And I was like, apparently everybody doesn't like it.
Yeah, I was saying on the air, I wouldn't seek it out necessarily, but I've never turned it down.
Right.
And I don't know that it's not even like out of flavor or anything that is so bad that would bring out that reaction from people. I think it's more of just a kind of thing like it's easy to pick on.
Yeah.
Like
apparently it is. Yes. It's like Werther's caramels or something like that.
Yes.
Easy to pick, even though a lot of people like them. I mean, come on.
Do you remember you get the little bags of candy corn?
Yes, I do remember that. I love that.
Candy corn was invented in Philly back in the 1880s. I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't know that. That was kind of cool. So our other story here, baseball has a long history of strange coincidences. We've talked about them, you and I, on Playmakers and stuff. We'll probably do that tomorrow. I don't know if you're sitting in or not, but we'll be talking baseball for darn sure, you and I.
Yeah.
Got another episode tomorrow for everybody.
Yeah.
Have you been watching the World Series? I know Seth and I, that's pretty much how we start our mornings.
About what happened, right?
Yeah. We should probably be talking about work or something like that, but we get around to it. But we can't help ourselves. I don't think any baseball fan can right now. It's been a pretty good World Series so far. Well, there was, of course, on Monday, the 18-game marathon between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, for those who weren't paying attention. Basically, two baseball games were played.
It's one of the beauties of baseball. Anyway,
it was only the second time in history that a World Series game ever went that long. The first game, the first was Game 3 of the 2018 World Series. And guess who the national anthem singer was for both of these? Brad Paisley.
Hey, Brad, what are you doing here, man?
Brad is now calling himself Mr. Moore Baseball.
Not bad. I'll take that.
You know, I don't know that we ever saw this one coming, and that's on us. But Brad Paisley's whole career has led to this.
Yeah, to this point right here.
I don't even think he likes music. I think he's just a big baseball fan, and it's all been leading up to, okay, so I build a career.
Yep.
I do the national anthem for these games, and I make sure that they go a little bit longer.
Really late. Yeah, long games.
Actually, I want to thank him. Because if he has anything to do with this, thank you. Because they were amazing games. I remember both of those games.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Amazing.
Those aren't the only World Series Brad has sung for. He also sang in 2017 and last year.
Oh, darn. Kind of ruined the illusion.
Yeah,
but anyway, still. Yeah.
And both those games went to extras too, though.
Oh.
In 2017, the game ended in 11, and last year it ended in 10.
So, okay. So no matter whenever Brad Paisley sings, we don't know how long it's going to go, but it's going to extra innings. Okay. Good to know.
I have. There are a few things I have less interest in than gambling. It's just never interested me. No, right. Nothing against it. More power to anybody out there. Be smart and responsible. But it's not my thing.
Yep.
This may be the first time I've ever been tempted to gamble on something. If Brad Paisley, the next time he's singing a national anthem at a baseball game, and the over-under of how many innings it's going to be.
If it's extra innings, man, you may have to put a few bucks on that.
I might have to put a couple bucks on that one.
Let's see what happens.
Can't help myself. Of all the wild coincidences that baseball has.
Man, that's a good one.
That's
I like
pretty
that
darn
one,
good
yeah.
one. And I, of course, I'm going to play some Brad Paisley, but welcome to the future. I feel like that's
nice.
A pretty fitting
nice.
One. Here's Mr. Paisley on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
When I was 10 years old, I remember thinking how cool it would be. Going on an 8-hour drive. If I could just watch TV, I'd have given anything to have my own Pac-Man game at home. I used to have to get a ride down to the
ten toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah. Long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah.
It's home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance to a band from a at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in, baby. I hear she saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you won't, I said I think she's crazy. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown drag outs, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you? Time together and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. It's fun. I'm walking around all over this town, 10 feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf. You know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama. Don't you think? And we're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. This old heart's never smiled so hard.
From this hell on earth I made, my blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river, filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. In these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. I fell apart. I had enough of my demons.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
She's a small-town, hard-working woman just trying to make a living. Working three jobs, feeding four little mouths in a rundown kitchen. When you're never taking nothing and doing nothing but giving, it's hard to be a good wife and a good mom and a good Christian. Do something good that matters. Take a load off.
Carrie Underwood taking a smoke break on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. I feel like if she smoked, we'd know.
We would know.
Her voice is too...
She's not smoking.
No.
Carrie Underwood's not smoking.
It reminds me, though, of like the kids that were always good in school, but they tried to... Every once in a while, they tried to be bad.
Oh, wait. Let me rephrase that. She's smoking.
Smoking. Ah, nicely done. We got great things coming up for you, everybody. For now, we want to encourage you to head on over to WIRI.FM and vote on the Spookiest Country Song Contest. Having some fun with this one. Already got another vote in the hour. That's great to
see. Awesome.
Thunder Rolls is rolling with it. You know, if you want to see Johnny Cash's Riders in the Storm make a little bit of a run here, go for it.
Head on over there, WIRI.FM.
Got to the end of the day on this one, right, Tom?
Till the end of the day. I think I even set it up for a little bit later, so even up to midnight. I think if you want to, go ahead and jump on over there and vote. Vote.
Get that in, everybody. Have some fun with it. Have some fun with some George Strait and Luke Combs on the way right now. It's Dierks Bentley on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up. Since you did me wrong, well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff on the next Weekend in the Country. It's early November 1985. Reagan and Gorbachev met for the first time, the Royals won their first World Series, and the story of Patsy Cline was in the movies. And on the countdown that week, Hank Jr. made two appearances, along with the Mandrell sisters, the Statler brothers, and the Bellamy brothers. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
You know, I just love getting out in the woods to hunt. This year, I'm going to track down the biggest buck ever.
The only way you get a buck is if you hit one with your car.
Hey, look out!
Oh, man, I hit a deer!
Hey, we got one, but your truck's a wreck!
I'm not worried. I'll just go over to Mankey's. It's open season at Mankey's. If you hit a deer with your car and then get a free estimate, they enter your name in a drawing to win 500 bucks.
So if you hit a buck, you could win some bucks?
Yeah, how often do you get paid a bounty for hitting a deer? Plus, at Mankey's, you get a free on-site estimate.
Free pickup and delivery.
Rob Mankey and his experienced team will fix your car like new, along with a lifetime warranty that really is a lifetime warranty.
Mankey's Collision Repair, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. We meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Hit a buck, win some bucks. Only at Mankey's. No purchase necessary.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Country favorites and classics, 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. And it's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell. So long, vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well, take it slow, easy come girl, easy go. It out 100 times, 99 it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets, no tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well, take it slow, easy come.
Sing a riverside.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, I'm moving myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer.
Matt Stell on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Going to do it for the show for today, but tomorrow we'll be back at it, not only to celebrate Halloween, but get you ready for your weekend.
Yeah.
I am so excited for Halloween.
This is every year.
It really
if you haven't noticed,
really
everyone, over the last couple
years.
I'm not
doing anything. I'm handing out candy, but I'm just excited for the day.
It's just the idea of Halloween. It's the it's fun. It's just one of those things, especially on a Friday when you can, you know, the kids, you know, don't have any school tomorrow and that kind of thing, so they get to get geared up all day long. That's the cool part of it.
We got some great stuff coming up for you, everybody. That second cup is right around the corner.
Yes, it is, so make sure you stay tuned. Got another Cowboy with Your Coffee at around 9:30. We got Katie Cruz from noon to 4, and then later on we've got Laura's Lounge today, and then we got some fun stuff, of course, tomorrow on Friday. We've got Flashback Fridays, we've got the new Country Top 3, we've got Katie's special Halloween edition with her daughter Taylor talking about Halloween, the original Halloween from 1978. Lots of great stuff coming up, and Playmakers too, so the next couple of days, full schedule.
We got to get Taylor involved in more projects. We really do.
She's done a great job.
She's great.
Yes.
Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. Got good stuff coming up for you, like Tim McGraw right now, Down on the Farm, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Have a good morning.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up.
up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Notice the leaves changing colors or feel that cool, crisp air at night? Maybe you've even started reaching for your favorite hoodie. Fall is in the air, and with that, the smell of pumpkin spice lattes. Curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of coffee or tea downtown at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Don't let the coolness slow you down. Warm up and get going, or get comfy and dive into that book. From the Ground Up Coffee House, where every day starts with a smile and a good cup of chill.
Your brand can hit harder than a Grand Slam champ. And Wicked Awesome Media brings the heat. From custom swag to bold branding, Wham! Helps you crush the competition. Visit whaminc.com or swing by Quality Printing Plus in Wisconsin Rapids.
Countdowns aren't just for New Year's. Join 105.5 WIRI this rifle deer season for Countdown to the Hunt. Starting the week before opening day, we'll present interviews, tips, and other information to make this the best hunting season ever. Avid hunter Mike Comer will bring you insights from local experts on safety, legal issues, and changes to this year's harvest, brought to you in bite-sized nuggets. Countdown to the Hunt is sponsored by Bullseye Sports, Rapids Transmission, Menke's Auto, and Clay Kanoke Edward Jones.
As the year winds down, it's time for a financial tune-up. Here are some steps to consider. If you're 73 or older, you'll need to take required minimum distributions from traditional retirement accounts to avoid a 25% penalty on any amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. And if you're still working, consider ramping up your pre-tax retirement contributions. Not only will this help your future self, but it might reduce your current tax bill. Now is a good time to review your investments. Did they perform as expected? Do they still match your goals? You may need to rebalance. One more thing. If you've had major life changes like marriage, divorce, or a new baby, review the beneficiary designations on all bank and brokerage accounts. These often override what's written in your will. Taking care of these and other financial tasks now can help you start the new year on solid ground.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board has approved the budget for the 2025-26 school year. Superintendent Ron Rasmussen said the preliminary budget was ready in June, but had to wait for the state budget to pass this summer.
In our district, we're about 35% to 40% funded by local tax dollars and the remaining generally from state aid. Unfortunately, in the state budget this year, the state aid was flat for schools, so a little bit of that shift did flow a little bit more on the local taxpayers.
Wisconsin Rapids is getting about $95,000 less in state aid this year, according to numbers released earlier this month from the State Department of Public Instruction. It's one of the 70% of school districts in the state facing a drop in state aid, and the district is facing a $3.5 million deficit next year as the referendum, which passed 5 years ago, ends. Residents will get a survey in November explaining the district's financial challenges.
In addition, we know we're a declining enrollment district, and looking at our facilities and how we can look at possible consolidation of facilities or possibly upgrading a few facilities so we can close other facilities.
Since 1999, the district has seen a fairly continuous decline in pre-K through 12 enrollment. The addition of a district-wide 4K program bumped the enrollment for two consecutive years in the early 2000s before continuing to decline. In the past 5 years, the enrollment numbers at Central Oak Academy Charter School have declined the most, while Rams and Howe have increased slightly. The survey explains what the impact would be for taxpayers if the district were to attempt another referendum.
The community survey is really laying out, trying to get some opinions, really planning our future for the district for the next 5, 10, 15 years.
The survey will be sent out to every household in the district next week, and it'll be due by November 24th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, chilly, our low dropping to around 33. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible and a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun. I watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a cabin top that can barely walk. With a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. About when I'm looking in, not when I'm looking in.
shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl, holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a carrot top looking barely wall. From my front porch, a little blue eye blonde, my shoes all wrong. Yeah, and the most beautiful girl.
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two.